It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then the Big Bang. Then the first cell. Early cellular life quickly advanced until Thumb Cellular said, "Let there be everything."
Thumb Cellular presents the Everything Plan, all for one low monthly fee. Include your smartphone in this plan, and Thumb Cellular provides unlimited nationwide calling and texting and an unlimited 3G network internet connection on your smartphone, all for just $75 a month for the first smartphone and $45 a month for an additional smartphone added to your account. There is also an Everything Plan for non-smartphone users. It gives you unlimited nationwide calling, texting, and data for $60 for the first phone and $35 for an additional phone added to your account. So let your cellular life evolve to everything. Visit your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms and services apply. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Hi folks, Todd Bowers here from More Motor Sales in Caro. We have the lowest prices of any Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the Thumb area. Our award-winning service department specializes in Cummins and Power Stroke diesel engines. Our body shop quality of work is second to none, always with a loaner car at no charge. So if it's a new diesel, work on your current diesel, or body work on any model, just think of your friends at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
It's the battle for the orange and black in the Greater Thumb East. Harbor Beach on the road at Ubley. Harbor Beach trying to stay perfect on the season, and Ubley trying to upset the Pirates. Regardless, it's going to be a victorious orange and black team tonight, John. We know that much. We've broken down the Pirates. Now let's take a look at the Ubley Bearcats. They're 1-6 overall. Their only victory comes against North Huron. They're 0-2 in league play at Brown City and home against Marlette. Two tough teams. Last year in the regular season, Ubley and Harbor Beach split victories in the regular season, and in fact, they mopped the floor with the Pirates at home. When the Bearcats play at the intersection of M19 and Atwater Road, they're 1-3, and they're kind of the story of the Three Bears. A blowout victory, a double-digit loss, and a one-point grinding loss against Vassar. Ubley overall averages 51.7 points per game and gives up 60.2 on defense, so negative 8.5 for the Bearcats. At home, Ubley is historically tough, and the stats show it this year as well. Even with a 1-3 record at home, they're only negative 4 points in a differential, 54-58. Now we find out John Mooney's keys to a Bearcat victory.
Clark, Coach Ken Pickles of the Bearcats, they do continue to be a work in progress. Consistency has become an issue when opposing defenses can concentrate on one of the area's best shooters. That's a senior guard, Nick Sweeney. However, if all the Bearcat options, if they're hitting, watch out, because they do have weapons. It's just a matter of what game they're going to go ahead and materialize. If it's all at once, that could spell doom for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Ubley's story is a little bit of a rebuilding year, like John said, in Ubley this year. However, they are a combined 4 points away from having two more victories. They lost to Vassar by 1 point January 3rd, 52-53. Then the next game lost at Brown City, 55-58. They're currently on a three-game losing streak, losing those two close ones, and then Marlette 6 days ago, 44-65. With a victory tonight, Ubley would move 2-6 overall and into second place in the Greater Thumb East Division at 1-2, and of course, some momentum here forward. Minute and a half before tipping this off in Ubley. You're tuned to WLIW Sports. One more break before we get going. So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different?
It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
Custom is a lifestyle choice. A decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own. The things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. Go Bearcats!
Make your New Year's resolution to have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has sale pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
National Anthem is in the books, and we are ready to begin here, 8 minutes around the clock. Harbor Beach on the road at Ubley, and a battle for the orange and black in the Greater Thumb East Division. Going through the starters for this game right now, we have number four for Harbor Beach, Callan Cook. Number 12, Aaron Ginther. Number 22, Eli Kraft. His brother, number 24, Jonathan Kraft. And number 40, Andrew Seaman for the Harbor Beach Pirates, being coached by Ron Rubel. Like we said, they are 7-0 overall and 1-0 in league play. That means they're a half a game out of the Greater Thumb East first place. Brown City at 2-0. For the Ubley Bearcats, the starters, number 10, Nick Sweeney. Number 14, Austin Burton. Number 32, Gabe Messing's also out there. There's three of the starters. Currently, Ubley 0-1 and 1-6 overall. And number 42, Kirk Kabanski is also a starter. And big man number 54, Trenton Morrell. Trenton Morrell's listed at 6'9". That might be a little just a little bit over top, but he's still a big man up there.
It was a windy day.
And definitely a presence in the post for the Ubley Bearcats. Other games in the area tonight, Brown City at Marlette, Bad Axe at Lakers, USA at Cass City, and Vassar at Reese. Now it's time for the Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. John, what's your prediction?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and be a little bit more conventional this time. After all, I've been taking a bath on the last two. So I'm going to be going with the visitors, Harbor Beach, 61, Ubley, 47.
I'm going to go in a Wisconsin Big Ten basketball matchup here, and I'm going to say Ubley, 46, Harbor Beach, 39. It's going to be close down to the end.
You know, one of us is going to be right, but I'll tell you what, they're both pretty good predictions right now. We've seen some strange things on this floor.
The officials tonight, Brent Wehner and Gary Meredith out there, and we have a third referee, didn't catch his name out there. But if you're curious, he's wearing white and black stripes, or if you're looking on the other side of the radio, it's black and white stripes. Morrell going against Ginther for the tip, and both players missed it on the tip. Harbor Beach moving right to left across the radio, and Ginther gets it on the second try into Eli Kraft's hands. Harbor Reach coming out in the black jerseys with white and orange stripes down the sides. Aaron Gither now in the left corner. Skip pass.